From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Amman Sunday, two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire inside Israel's embassy compound. There's been no official statement on the incident. It took place amid mounting tensions over Israel's installation of metal detectors outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Palestinians clashed again with Israeli forces Sunday in Jerusalem's Old City as thousands of Muslim worshippers gathered near the mosque for evening prayers. The metal detectors were installed after two Israeli policemen were shot and killed at the site July 14th. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Sunday with his cabinet. He said he and his advisors have met repeatedly over the situation and are managing it with a level head in a determined and responsible fashion. An Israeli minister told Army Radio the metal detectors will remain. Michael Fishback, a Mideast analyst at Virginia's Randolph Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
The worst case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada. And that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides.
The UN Security Council is to meet an emergency session Monday to discuss the violence that left at least seven dead, including three Israelis and four Palestinians, on Friday. Christian militia are being blamed Sunday for ambushing UN peacekeepers escorting water trucks in the southern Central African Republic town of Bangassou, killing one Moroccan soldier and wounding three others. They've also reportedly launched attacks to seize a cathedral housing displaced Muslims. There have been at least a series of attacks in May that killed more than 100 people in Bangassou. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan heads to Qatar Monday after meeting Saudi and Kuwaiti officials in a bid to defuse a nearly two-month-old diplomatic dispute between Qatar and four Arab neighbors. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt accused Doha of supporting terrorism. David Mack, former ambassador and scholar at the Middle East Institute, said Turkey has a vested interest in ways to fight terrorism in the region.
Turkey has been a direct victim of this. And for Turkey, being able to join in with others in a common front against the threat of the so-called Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and similar extremist organizations is very important.
The four countries are enforcing a land and sea embargo, accusing Qatar of supporting extremist groups and destabilizing the region, allegations Doha denies. The U.S. Congress is moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders on U.S. television Sunday said President Donald Trump will likely sign the measure.
The administration is supportive of being tough on Russia, particularly in putting these sanctions in place. The original piece of legislation was poorly written, but we were able to work with the House and Senate, and the administration is happy with the ability to do that and make those changes that were necessary.
Congress is seeking to punish Russia not only for meddling last year in the U.S. election, but for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula. Special U.S. Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, Sunday said Russia is responsible for the hot war in eastern Ukraine.
This is not a frozen conflict. This is a hot war, and it's an immediate crisis that we all need to address as quickly as possible.
Volker was appointed by the State Department earlier this month to negotiate an end to more than 3 years of fighting that has killed 10,000 people. He visited Ukraine on the eve of talks between its leader and Russian, German, and French counterparts. At least nine people were killed and several others are hospitalized, many of them in critical condition, after being found crammed inside a sweltering tractor trailer parked outside a Walmart in San Antonio, Texas. The driver has been arrested in what appears to have been a fatal immigrant smuggling attempt. It is one of the worst cases of human trafficking since 19 immigrants died in similar fashion in 2003. In sports, 23-year-old Jordan Spieth won professional golf's British Open Sunday, besting fellow American Matt Kuchar by three shots to close a 12-under par, capturing his third major championship. Meanwhile, South Korea's Kim In-kyung captured her sixth LPGA title with a four-stroke victory in the Marathon Classic in Sylvania, Ohio. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.